Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went away quickly from the tomb, fearful yet overjoyed, and ran to announce the news to his disciples. Behold, Jesus met them on the way and greeted them. They approached, embraced his feet, and did him homage. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." While they were going, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priests all that had happened. The chief priests assembled with the elders and took counsel. Then he gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, telling them, "You are to say, his disciples came by night and stole him while we were asleep. And if this gets to the ears of the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." The soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has circulated among the Jews to the present day. Gospel of the Lord. You can imagine the whole experience of the risen Lord. The people is filled with fear, but with joy at the same time. They never experienced resurrection, the fact. In the beginning, they didn't believe. But once they have experienced, they're overjoyed. The whole community, not all people saw Jesus. Only a few. Mary Magdalene, Peter, the rest just heard, so they say, he is really risen. The whole community in this sense. So today, we don't have that kind of special grace to meet Jesus face to face. But since Peter is announcing this good news, Mary Magdalene also telling the world. Of course, in the church, Mary Magdalene have no place, but she got grace to share this good news. She's the first one to witness this good news. And she was the one who told Peter and John, "Come to the tomb." You can imagine, God works through all means. We are all called in one way or another to share this good news. First, of course, in our heart, we believe and trust. And secondly, with joy. The gospel telling the people, they are fearful, but also joyful. Fearful because they never experienced these things, but joyful because the Lord is risen. He is among us. And that's what Paul, before his conversion, it was a great light put him down on the ground and got blind. And there was a voice calling, saying, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And Saul at that time said, "Who are you?" "I am Jesus. You're persecuting." You see, Jesus, in one way or another, put us back to him so let us have this full trust in the Lord. God is calling us, each one of us, to witness him in our home, in our office, in the place where we are, with joy, because he is really risen.